Good afternoon. I think I win the award for longest unnecessarily long title for this session. I suffer from the inability to narrow things down. So I'm going to talk to you today about, we did receive funding from APHA to do some accreditation training, and they focused on performance management and quality improvement efforts. I'm going to talk just a little bit about the Oregon Public Health Association, and then I'm going to talk about the process that we put together to identify the trainings that we were going to put together for this award. So the Oregon Public Health Association is one of three OPHAs in the affiliate family. We join Ohio and Oklahoma in that distinction. We were founded in 1944. We have just over 500 members. We represent every part of Oregon, you know, every region, every public health interest. Our resources, we have two part-time staff or 1.25 FTE. We are 501c3, we advocate for policies, and we also provide those learning opportunities for public health professionals. It was based on that second part of our mission that we decided to go after the APHA FAB Accreditation Award opportunity. And we were successful in 2012 and 2013. We did get funding both of those years. In 2014, we were less successful, but we were fortunate that our state public health division, when they found out that we weren't going to be able to offer those trainings, we don't have the resources to do that in the absence of external funding, they thought they were so valuable that they were willing to kick in and help us that year. And then we just learned that in 2015, we were successful in that fourth round of FAB accreditation funding from APHA. So it was really important in this effort. I would say that the key factor in success, both in getting the funding and also in conducting trainings that were successful, were partnerships. There's no way with 1.25 FTE that we could have put together these trainings or gotten the participation that we did without really strong partners. We're fortunate in Oregon, we have the Conference of Local Health Officials. And this is CLO. In Oregon, our local health departments are done along county lines for the most part. So there are 33 local health departments that represent 36 counties. And all of these counties have a seat on CLO, on that conference. So, you know, in some ways, you sort of have one-stop shopping if you want to reach every all the leadership of all the local health departments should just go to CLO. CLO has a staff person who just does accreditation. So they are very committed to accreditation, and they have a staff person dedicated to that. So I worked very closely with her in putting together both the proposal and also the trainings. Little side note, Charlie Fountain, sitting in the audience, is a member of CLO. He's, well, Benton County is, so, yeah.
That's enough.
So, and another partner was State Public Health Division, and they were a key partner. They did provide funding in the year that we didn't get it. They also provided some food and beverage, which we couldn't do under the award, so that was helpful. Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board helped us reach out to the tribes, although, frankly, we weren't very successful in that effort. We did try. We had a very sincere effort. All funding rounds to include tribes, but we didn't get the participation we were hoping for. We also had a partner in Oregon State University. So this is the before snapshot. This is what things looked like in 2012 before we did the trainings. And at that time, there were no accredited departments in Oregon, but there were a lot of people moving along that trajectory. For the most part, you're going to see those are the dark green counties. The darker colors represent some counties that have moved further along in the process, where those that get lighter and move into the light blue, we get, you know, further back on that accreditation readiness scale. They do tend to run along urban-rural lines. For the most part, the counties that have moved furthest along in FAB accreditation are those more urban areas, and the ones that have not are more rural. So we looked at the funding opportunity, and we looked at the landscape in Oregon, and we said, okay, what can we do? How can we move this along? So we had a three-part process to identify what those needs were. And the first was we did some key stakeholder interviews. We reached out to CLO and all of those public health professionals that were involved in accreditation, both at the local and state level. I also talked with our board of directors. And we took that feedback on, you know, just anecdotally what they thought was necessary, and we put out a survey. And it was just a very simple 10-question survey monkey to each of our local public health departments with a lot of those same questions. You know, where are you stuck? What kind of training would be the most helpful at this point? Which domains are providing, you know, are you having trouble with? Would you prefer a workshop or a webinar or a toolkit? Those sorts of questions. So we took that information, the key stakeholder interview responses, and we also reached out to Marlene Mason, who's a consultant who's been working in FAB accreditation nationally, and she just happens to live in Seattle. We're lucky. She's close by. So she is very good. And we just asked her, what has been successful in other areas? What would you recommend based on what our feedback from the survey and the questions? And the sticky widget was domain 9. That was what people, for the most part, seemed to be having a lot of trouble with, that they wanted help in moving forward. And that's the domain that focuses on performance management and quality improvement. So we decided to move forward with trainings that focused on domain 9. We did hire Marnie to lead those for us. And we had a pretty formal strategy of how we were going to do it. We had a full-day workshop, so that was in person, required in person. We didn't allow phone-in. We wanted to really make sure people showed up. We waited at least a month, a couple months in some cases, to do a webinar that was follow-up. And then we waited at least a month or two, and then in 2012, we did a roundtable discussion, and in 2013, we did technical assistance sessions. So in 2012, the workshop learning objectives are described on this slide. I'm not going to read them all, but they pretty much in 2012, what we identified needed to be covered was quality improvement. Most people think that before they get to performance management, quality improvement really comes first, and so it made sense to sort of address that first. And so that workshop really did focus on QI more than performance management. By 2013, the feedback that we had was that quality improvement was no longer the big issue, that people really wanted to move on to performance management and getting some tools and some trainings and information on that. So in 2013, that's what we focused on. Our follow-up webinars, to put that content together, what we did was we surveyed our participants after each workshop. So after each workshop, we waited about a week, and then we sent out a survey, and we said, did we meet our learning objectives? If not, what didn't we meet? When we do the webinar, what do you want it to cover? And we took that feedback, and we used those to build those the webinars. It's important to know that most participants attended the workshop, but not all. We did not require that. So there were some people that came into the webinar that it was fresh for, and so Marnie had to be flexible enough to be able to incorporate those people and their questions and accommodate both sets of attendees. So in 2012, we had that roundtable discussion. We held it at our annual conference. And our idea in the beginning was that this would be a chance after the workshop, after the webinar, now we're going to bring people together and we're going to facilitate peer-to-peer learning. We're going to help try and build some networks, right? These people can meet each other, they can talk, moving forward, hopefully we'll have some peer-to-peer learning and some relationships that will keep moving. So we gave them a 1 hour, 15-minute session and a facilitator, and we basically said go. And it had mixed results. A lot of the people who attended the workshops didn't come to the conference. I think funding is a challenge, travel, registration fees. And so because not all of them were there, probably less than half, it wasn't as successful as we hoped. And the feedback we got was that really more than peer-to-peer learning, what people wanted was technical assistance one-on-one with Marnie. So we decided in 2013 that that's what we would do. We wrote the grant for some follow-up one-on-one technical assistance sessions with Marlene. They had 30-minute sessions. It was first come, first served. And in the end, we had about a third to a half of the counties participated in that. So where did all of that lead? Well, in 2014, 2 years later, we have moved significantly along the line in Oregon for accreditation. We now have 4 of our local health departments that are accredited. They represent both rural and urban areas. So So that's interesting. And almost every county has moved to some extent, you know, along that path to accreditation. So our four counties that have received five-year FAB accreditation are Clackamas, Crook, Marion, and Deschutes. All of them attended our OPHA, APHA accreditation trainings. The State Public Health Division was also active in our trainings, and they had their site visit in October of 2014. So that's where we are now. When we wrote the grant for 2015, we really wanted to go back and pick up some of the rural areas. So we really wrote that with them in mind. We went back to our surveys and our key stakeholder interviews, and we asked them the same sorts of questions. Where are you stuck? What is it that we can help you move forward? And the answer for these areas was really strategic planning. So it wasn't performance management and quality improvement. The feedback we got was really they're back at strategic planning. One thing that has changed in Oregon that I think is helping move some of these counties along to wanting to get FAB accreditation is we are now in the midst of talking about regionalization and changing the way that our county health department, our local health is conducted. And I think it's got a lot of them thinking, you know, if that FAB may become one of the things that is looked at as far as what types of regionalization occur and how it occurs. And so I think they're feeling a little bit more motivated to look at FAB accreditation and to start wanting to work toward it. So lessons learned. Partners are critical. There's just no way that we could have ever, you know, put together this on our own. The other thing is I don't necessarily have all the contacts. It was really, really helpful to be able to reach out to people who then reached out to people they knew. For them to say this is a worthwhile thing and you should participate was had a lot more credibility than just an email from me. Those key stakeholder interviews and surveys, it's really important to do those before, during, and after each training, and to really use that information to put together your training. And I think it goes without saying, you need to hire a great training, because in the end, you know, all of it will come down to that person, or a lot of it will, and sort of, you know, what they put forth and the information they're able to have people pick up. And I think that series of the workshop and then the webinars and the technical assistance, that sequence really, I think that worked really, really well for people. It helped move them through each stage and let them get their questions answered, let them move a little further ahead and then come back for more learning. I can take some questions. I have included Marnie's contact information in case you have questions about the actual content of the trainings that we did. That's something that she can help you more with than I can.
What questions do we have in the room?
Okay. Thank you.